In today's gospel, Christ praises the generosity of the poor widow's gift to the temple. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
Whom do you admire? Whom do you admire? If I were to ask you today to list the five people in the world you most admire, who would you put on your list? You know, sometimes we see surveys like that in magazines, most admired people, and, you know, usually they're people who are the barons of industry or politicians, maybe, or sometimes once in a while a religious leader, sports figures, entertainment figures, people like that. Would any of those people make your list? And maybe more importantly, why would you put on your list the people you put there? Who would you put there? Yes, but why? Why would they be there? You know, the British author Jonathan Swift, he wrote Gulliver's Travels, remember? He wrote somewhere these words: "The things that we admire, the people who achieve the things that we admire, become the heroes in our eyes." In other words, things we find important in life, meaningful in life, valuable in life, people who achieve those things to great extent, those usually are our heroes. So you see, our list would show a lot about ourselves. People we put there would show a lot about what we think is important. I wonder if Jesus had a list like that. I wonder who would be on Jesus' list of his most admired people, the people he admired the most. I wouldn't be surprised if the poor widow in today's gospel was on Jesus' list. Now, he wasn't impressed by power, worldly prestige, wealth. He wasn't impressed by any of those things. What does he say about himself? "The Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve, and lay down his life for the ransom of many." That's who he was. That's the way he lived. That's what he did for us. And he teaches us by what he does and by what he says in so many different ways that what he finds important is this: living for the sake of other people. Paying the cost to do good for other people. In other words, living sacrificially for the welfare of others. That's what the poor widow does today. She's got very little to live on, but she gives all of what she's got to live on to the temple to praise God. She's living sacrificially. He's not saying to you and me that we have to give up everything that we own in the same way, but he is saying that like her, we have to live sacrificially, laying down our lives for the welfare of others. Let me tell you a little story, maybe illustrates what I'm trying to say. It's found in a little book entitled Dad, the Family Coach. It was written some years ago by a man named Dave Simmons, a Christian author who wrote a lot of little books. And in this particular book, Dad, the Family Coach, he tells this story. One day, he's going down to the mall, to the hardware store. Two of his children want to go with him. We go with Dad, you know, that sort of thing. Helen, who's about 9 years old, and Brandon, who's six, are going to tag along to the hardware store. So fine, so they get in the car, they drive, get to the mall, and as they drive into the mall, what do they see but this big, huge 18-wheel truck? On the side of it is written, Children's Petting Zoo. Oh, the kids get all excited. Daddy, can we go to the petting zoo? Can we go to the petting zoo? He said, well, let's wait till we get inside and see what it looks like. So they get inside. It's set up right across from the hardware store, actually. A big enclosure, all kinds of sawdust and stuff on the floor, several security guards hovering around to make sure nothing was going to go amiss. And inside of it, all these little furry critters. You know, the kids could go in and feed them, pet them. So he looks at it all. He figures, well, they can go in there while I'm in the hardware store right across the way there. So he gives them both a dollar to go into the petting zoo. He goes into the hardware store. About 2 minutes later, he looks down, who's standing right next to him, but Helen. He says, Helen, what are you doing here? Why aren't you in the petting zoo? She says, well, Daddy, it costs $2 to go in the petting zoo. So I gave Brandon my dollar so he could go in. Now that, he said, Dave said, that tore the heart out of me because there's nobody who likes furry critters more than Helen. And she said to him, because love is action. Love is action. He said, that tore the heart out of me even more because that was our family motto. Family tried to live by that. Love is action. She had given her dollar to her brother so that he could go into the petting zoo. So he said, you know, $2 was burning in his pocket. He wanted to give her $2 to go into the zoo. But he didn't. He didn't. He finished his shopping, and he went out, and the two of them stood there at the little railing looking into the petting zoo. She saw Brandon, you know, feeding and petting all the animals. And he just stood there with her. And he said, as much as the $2 was burning a hole in my pocket, I thought it was more important that she learn that love is sacrificial action. If I'd given her $2 to go into the zoo, what would she have learned from that? By giving up her dollar so Brandon could go into the zoo, she learned that a sacrificial heart sometimes has to pay a cost. Sometimes you have to give up yourself in some way for the sake of others. She had to learn that. He said that day, hopefully she began to learn that love in action means love is sacrificial action. That's what I think the poor widow teaches us. So today it's maybe a call for you and me to ask the question, honestly, how do I live sacrificially? How do I do that? And as I look out and see so many of you here today, I know that you do. You give up your lives for your husbands, your wives, your children. You give up so much of your time and talent for the sake of the parish, for other organizations you serve. You give yourselves away in so many ways. You do. You live sacrificially. You know what that means? It means that you're on Jesus' list. It means that you're on Jesus' list. And someday you're going to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the kingdom of my Father. Because you lived with with a sacrificial heart. May God bless you.